Guess what? It's Valentine's week, and I think we could safely, at our age, sing a love song for each other. How about the very same one we sang for Virgil a couple of years ago in the evening? It's simply this, and everybody, think of your neighbors and friends and sing to each other. Let me call you, sweetheart.
Start by saying I am so grateful for this group. I'm into my second year now, and from the moment I walked in, there is a spirit in this group and a freedom of thought and of expression that is completely unique. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to be here, and I keep thinking, if this is what the emerging church looks like and feels like, I'm very hopeful. I've loved this book, Richard Rohr's book. I'm so looking forward to today, this discussion about power, about and your teaching. And it's true, we've all been looking for power in all the wrong places. I know I have. And when he talks about our true power coming from that indwelling spirit. And I loved his phrase, the divine connection. Mm-hmm. One thing I love about Rohr is that he references all these scriptures in his book. And so he says, check this out. So I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. And I immediately go to the scripture. And I just was compelled to read two very short texts, scripture texts that he referenced about power today. So he referenced St. Paul in Romans 15. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you might abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he references St. Paul again in Ephesians. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we could ever ask or imagine. I thought that was such a wonderful description of the good power. My prayer today is taken from the Prayers of the Missionaries of Charity book, from Mother Teresa's Meditations from her book In the Simple Path. O God, we believe you are here. We adore and love you with our whole heart and soul because you are most worthy of our love. Give us power through your divine spirit to love our neighbor for your sake as we love ourselves. Give us power through your divine spirit to forgive all who have injured us and ask pardon of all whom we have injured. Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go. Stay with us, and then we shall begin to shine as you shine, and it will be you shining on others through us. Let us preach you without preaching, not by any words, but by our example. by catching the force, the sympathetic influence of what we do, the evident fullness of the love our hearts bear to you. Open our hearts, our ears today, so that through your power we will hear you and learn and grow. Amen.
Thank you so much. I'd like to introduce our speaker today, Christine Bosch. Has spoken before us in previous years. In her pre-1993 days, when she moved to Santa Barbara in 1993, she raised a family and became professionally active as a speech pathologist doing rehab work at VA hospitals. She is a lifelong Episcopalian. She has gotten deeply involved in, like for example earlier, in the Vietnamese refugee resettlement work when she lived in Winchester, Virginia. And I think many of us probably have a bit of that history too in our backgrounds. Since coming to Santa Barbara in the early 90s, Chris has been active at Trinity Episcopal Church, serving on the vestry for three separate terms. Now, I know Catholics may need some help with the concept of lay stewardship that the vestry represents. I know we are more accustomed to the medieval model of the fiefdom. Perhaps you could tease a little bit of this new concept out of Christine. Christine has also served on the Justice and Outreach Council of Trinity Episcopal Church. In recent years, she earned a master's degree in alternative dispute resolution at Pepperdine University. I guess that's also called conflict resolution in a big way. Also arbitration, perhaps. These are all good words, aren't they? Good power. Some of us recall that Chris provided shelter in her home a couple of years ago for a Mexican-American family who shall remain nameless, a mother and three U.S.-born school children. When the father was nabbed by the immigration service and deported to Mexico. Fortunately, the family is reunited now, and if any of you need a recommendation for house cleaning or yard work, talk to me afterwards. Finally, Chris tells me that she enjoys her new role of grandmothering very much. We may hear more about this in the course of her talk this morning on Chapter 5 of Things Hidden, Good Power and Bad Power. Welcome, Christine Bosch.